celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tutiet. No need to be making your mind up.
This is Greta Salome from Iceland.
Hello, this is Mikolas Jozef from Czech Republic.
Hello, this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
With Europe's Living a Celebration, that is Spain's Eurovision entry for the 2002 contest. Oh yes, and she came 7th with 81 points, which I think was probably justified. She got 12 points from Belgium, France and Switzerland. She got 2 points from the UK and many other points, obviously, as you can imagine. But it's such a great song and a great uplifting song to start this year of 2021. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on our very first show of this very beautiful new year. Well, so far, weather's not been too bad, has it? Mixture of clouds and blue skies, but a bit chilly, of course. Anyways, that's all well and good, and I hope you are well and good too, and I hope you had a lovely Christmas and New Year festive period, despite all the problems going on about in the world. But we're here to lock ourselves away, not think about that. It's time to look on and remember the good times and the good times that we are about to have this coming year on the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, and in the Eurovision Song Contest. So, I hope you're well. If you want to get in contact with us, there are many ways. We're on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase, and you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can fill out our little form on our website, www.escshowcase.com. Now, the Spanish national final in 2002 was star-studded. Yes, it was the very first season of Operación Triunfo, and it was broadcasted in the television studios called the Media Park Studios in Barcelona. Yes, and after the regular final of Operación Triunfo that took place on the 11th of February 2002, where Rosa was declared the overall winner of the season, the top three contestants, Rosa herself, David Bisbal and David Bustamante, qualified to the Eurovision phase of the contest, which consisted of a semi-final and a final. Yes, so they were all given three songs to sing, basically, so there was a total of nine acts. And it was all came down to all sorts of different songs and different versions, of course. So obviously Rosa, David Bisbal and David Bustamante all got to the final, but with a particular song. So Rosa won with practically 49.9% of the vote, almost half of the vote. But coming relatively close second with 32.8% of the vote, coming second was the song I'm going to play for you now. Here is David Bisbal with Corazón Latino. This is a lot of fun and makes you want the summer so much quicker. It certainly does to me anyway. Corazón Latino.
En el amor lo mejor está en el sur, que tiene más que ritmo, que sabe vino y ron. Es como un hechizo, tiene un dulce despertar, junto a una piel dorada con sabor a sal. Déjate llevar por el embrujo de este sol, de guitarra vieja a la orilla del mar. Dale a tu vida una fiesta sin final, llénala de sol, llénala de mí.
Corazón latino,
de sangre caliente pegado a tu piel.
Corazón latino,
te invita a vivir un verano sin fin.
Corazón latino,
tatuaba fuego en tu blanca piel.
Corazón latino,
locura. Noches de luna llena, perfumadas de azahar. Es un beso robado que jamás olvidarás. Una carita oscura, es un te quiero y un adiós. Dale a tu vida una fiesta sin final, llénala de sol, llénala de mí.
Corazón latino,
de sangre caliente pegada.
Latino.
Ay, corazón.
Maria there for Estonia in 1997 with that beautiful song Kera Tudma, which means from Estonian into English Forbidden Land. The song is sung from the perspective of a woman whose lover is putting barriers in her way when it comes to their relationship. And she compares being into a forbidden land, but tells him that it won't remain so forever. Yes, she was joined by two backing singers on the stage in Dublin, and one of the singers was Evelyn Samuel, who represented Estonia in 1999 and ended up coming sixth, I think it was, wasn't it? Diamond of Night. I'm sure it was sixth. Oh, challenging me. Oh, very exciting. Right, moving swiftly on to our next song, and it is a request. Yes, lovely Taylor Henderson. Taylor, thank you very much for your email. Now, you got in contact with us on December the 17th, and I'm so sorry that it's taken a little bit of a while for me to get back to you, but I cannot wait to play this song for you. Thank you for finding the show. And your request is this amazing song, which was the pre-contest favourite all up until almost the week of Eurovision 2017, where Portugal won, Salvador Sobral with Amar Polish Deutsch. And this was so much fun. I love the extended version and I love the short version too. I don't really mind. So here is the beautiful and amazing Occidentalis Karma from Francesco Gabbani. Here is Italy 2017 for Taylor Henderson across the pond in Canada.
Hello, this is Francesco Gabbani from Italy, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Occidentalis Karma. Enjoy.
Essere o dover essere, il dubbio amletico. Contemporaneo come l'uomo del neolitico. L'intelligenza è demode, risposte facili, dilemmi inutili. Cercasi, storie dal gran finale, sperasi. Comunque vada Pantarei, I'm singing in the rain. Lezioni di Nirvana, c'è Buddha in Finlandiana. Per tutti un'ora d'aria di gloria. La folla grida un mantra, l'evoluzione inciampa. La scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarma. Si distrae, cadono gli uomini, occidentali scarma. Occidentali scarma, la scimmia si rialza. Namaste. Occidentali scarma.
Hi, this is Claudia Faniello from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Breathlessly. Enjoy.
I walk the street, leaving footprints in your heart. My feet are worn, but they can handle the cold. I know the game, I take the blame. I wave my white flag and a shame. So here I am, right at your door, catching my breath before the storm. Breathlessly, I'll be watching you. Breathlessly, knowing there's a vacancy within your heart. Breathlessly, I'll be holding you. Endlessly, knowing that the storm is just about to die. I'm stepping out, yet I feel I'm locked inside. I got the will, I learned the skill, all the true acrobat for love. Breathlessly,
that is the radio mix slash remix, I guess, of Malta's entry in 2017, Breathlessly by Claudia Faniello. Oh, love that song. And I quite like that remix. Anyways, hi Rob, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Wonderful, thank you, my darling.
Good. Breathlessly was like, wasn't that your favourite song that year, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, I remember now.
It was. It was. And then a very close behind it was the Portuguese entry.
Which one?
Yes, indeed. And, oh God, can you imagine my... Do you remember my reaction downstairs in the front room?
Watching? You had to scrape them off the ceiling.
I was on a high, wasn't I?
Just a wee bit.
Just a tad. Just a wee bit. Yeah, I loved the contest, actually. I thought Ukraine put on a fantastic show that year.
Mmm. Yeah, they did. They did. It was good.
The production was good. Yeah. I quite like the fact that they had those three cheeky chappies as hosts as well.
Yeah, they're a bit cheesy there when they talked about Ukraine being a welcoming and open country.
Yeah, and you knew that they were
were being
in the midst.
Told to do that by their government.
Well, they're not going to They're not going to give up the opportunity to promote their country, are they? Especially when the country has spent millions of pounds hosting it.
True, absolutely true, yeah, of course.
So, yeah, you've got to promote it somewhere. And plus, there's lots of lovely places in Ukraine to visit.
Yes, I'd like to go to
Lviv, Odessa.
Odessa, but we were told, weren't we? Remember when we were in the hotel we stayed in the summer in the Cotswolds?
Oh, yeah.
The lady said, Odessa, you need to have a guide because you get lots of pickpocketers in Odessa, apparently.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Interesting, we should remember that.
Yes,
we should remember that. Anyways, Roberto, do you know what time it is now for?
I think it's time for Rob's random request.
Is it really?
I think so.
Oh, how random.
Exciting times.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's random request.
So this is where I have a hat full of countries and a hat full of years, and I pick one out of both and try and get one that matches. It doesn't always work, but hopefully we'll try and get one, or sometimes we end up having about 10 countries before we actually get the right one for the year.
Sometimes. Yeah, these things do happen, dear.
But we shall give it a crack, as it were.
Dear.
So, I have a year in my hand, and it is 1974.
Ah! Now, 1974 is probably one of the most famous Eurovision contests, Rob. Would you remember the reason why?
Didn't we win it?
No.
We hosted it.
Yes.
That was it. Yes, I don't know why it was so famous. Oh, ABBA won, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Let's see if we pick out Sweden.
Yeah! Let's hope so.
Be a nice, easy one for you.
It would be, because then I'd know it exactly. Well, so, all the words, at least.
Ooh, I have Cyprus.
No, they debuted 81.
Okay.
And actually, funny note here, Greece debuted in 74.
Oh, well, there you go. So maybe we got Greece then. Slovakia.
No, I don't think... No, it was Czechoslovakia then, wasn't it?
It was still.
Yeah. But they debuted ages... Romania.
Romania.
1994.
No, we're getting closer.
Same for Slovakia, 1994.
Malta?
No, they didn't participate in 74, though they did in 71 and 72.
Okay. Ukraine.
And 75. No.
Not Ukraine.
No, 2003.
Slovenia?
Oh my goodness me. How many have we got so far? Stop there, Rob.
I think we can do the next one.
Two. Oh, okay. Three. Four. Six.
The next one is the Netherlands.
Ah, oh, I see a star.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Malcolm McNeil. That's good. This came third. Mm. So this beat Olivia Newton-John. Because we came fourth that year, the United Kingdom. And yes, Malcolm McNeil, I see a star. Actually charted here in the UK, if I remember rightly. It was actually... a quite big hit over here. It was sang in English as well. There is a Dutch version, as you can imagine. But yeah, over here in the UK charts, it got to number 8. It got to number 1 in Ireland, actually. It didn't even get to number 1 in the Netherlands, shockingly. It only came to number 3.
Wow.
But it got to number 3 in Norway as well, and 4th in Belgium, respectively. In the Flanders part, not the balloon. Or Wallonia. But this is a great, great song. It's a very brightly colourful performance on the night. And it's just a nice, happy song. The Netherlands vintage.
It is a nice song. I think didn't they play it when we were in Amsterdam?
Yes.
In the theatre.
In the Groot Song Festival.
Yes, that was it.
At the last Eurovision of basically events.
There was.
Before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Where we got to see Colleen Hermes, Emma Quinn.
It was a lovely evening.
Trina and the Waves, yeah. We saw Marlene as well, singing One Good Reason. Right, so Rob, your random request is...
The Netherlands 1974 with I See a Star by Malcolm McNeil. Enjoy, everyone.
Dank wel, Robert.
Told me they can be fun too if you only see.
There's such a lot of beauty you can live for. You only need someone to open up your eyes,
and you will see things never seen before.
I see a star, a brand new star. It's right there twinkling in your eyes.
I see your face, a happy face. It's like the mirror of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
a brand new star. It's right there twinkling in your eyes.
I see your face, a happy face. It's like the mirror of my mind.
I see a star, a brand new star.
Time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritutiot.
I'm afraid we got some sad news to start off this week's news report, that the entrance to the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest representing Ireland, Liam Riley, has passed away at the age of 65. The Eurovision Showcase and Forest FM would like to send out our thoughts and prayers to Liam Riley's family, friends and fans at this very sad time. While New Year's Eve was feeling very different in many ways due to the pandemic, the one thing that hasn't changed is the Eurovision Top 250 countdown on the ESC Extra, and as in by no stretch of the imagination and a shock, Loreen with Euphoria, Sweden's Eurovision winner in 2012, won the pole. Coming second was Cyprus 2018, Elena Ferreira with Fuego, and third place, which was last year's second place, was Duncan Lawrence with Arcade, Netherlands 2019. Portugal's singer from the 1976 Eurovision Song Contest, Carlos do Campo, has also passed away at the age of 81. On Friday evening, the singer was admitted to the Santa Maria Hospital in Lisbon, where he passed away due to an aneurysm. Again, our thoughts and prayers are with Carlos's family, friends and fans at this very sad time. Anna Soklic has already been confirmed as Slovenia's entrant to this coming year's Eurovision Song Contest, but she will have her own national final, and EMA 2021 is to be held on February the 27th. And finally, the Albanian delegation have confirmed that the song Karma is going to stay in Albanian as Axel Perestri will be singing in Albania.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
This is the Eurotrip.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi there, this is Leslie Roy, and you are listening to Story of My Life.
Hi, this is
Vasile. This is my song, You, Just For You. Enjoy.
I just wanna dance with you. Tonight I wanna. I just wanna dance with you. You know you want.
Hi, this is Emer Quinn from Ireland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, The Voice.
Listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri-Tutiet. No need to be making your mind up.
Legendary song, Ireland 1990, Liam Riley with Somewhere in Europe. Yes, a great song which came second for Ireland in 1990, along with the French entry that year, White and Black Blues from Joël Osel. Yes, we remember. I do. We have a request coming up now, and it's from James Brett, who's down in Worthing in West Sussex. Hello, James. Lovely to hear from you, young man. Young man. Oh, shaped like a peach. Why did I do that? That was a bit weird. But that explains me a lot, doesn't it, really? And basically, James would like a request of Cyprus 1990. Yes, I don't blame him in the slightest. It says it reminds him of Stock, Aitken and Waterman's hits around the time. Yep, that sounds perfect. And so why not? Mias Poli from Anastasio here is Cyprus, 1990.
Loïc Noté from Belgium. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
You said you love me and you made it sound sincere. Now I'm just wishing you were here. Give it up, wish you were.
Give it up, give it up.
Clusero for Belgium in 1991 with Give It Up, and that's the English version, Give It Up. Yes. Both the Dutch and the English version, which we've just heard, are both so good, don't you think? I am surprised that came as low as it did at the 1991 contest. Deserves so much more. So it was in like the low teens, which was a real sad shame, I think so. But it didn't stop Clusero doing incredibly well around Belgium and in the Netherlands as well. They've gone on to a fantastic career and lots of albums, etc. So yeah, that's pretty good, and I'm chuffed to hear that. Remember, if you want a request or a dedication here on the Eurovision Showcase on your local radio station, Forest FM, then get in contact with us. Our Twitter page is at ESE Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Also, we have an email address, eseshowcase@gmail.com. You can find all of the details on how to get in contact with us and many other details about the show by going to our website, eseshowcase.com. Right, it's now time for a couple of songs for
the best of the rest.
Yes. Now, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we want to showcase here on local radio here in the United Kingdom songs from the Eurovision Song Contest which didn't do particularly well. And what I mean by that is songs that never got through national finals, never made it through online selections, basically deserved, I think, their time on the stage of the Eurovision Song Contest and be performed in front of millions of people around the world and right across the continent. So, regardless of the of the placing and its international reception, and basically this is where, you know, we can highlight it to you, the lovely listener, of course. So, I want to take you to the Greek national final of 2009, right now. Sakis Drouvas had his own national final after he was internally selected to represent Greece in 2009. He was the joint favourite going into the contest, but ended up coming about 7th in Moscow that year. The United Kingdom that year had Jade Ewan with It's My Time. And we will hear from her in a minute. Yes, we will, we will. So that's the second part of this week's Best of the Rest. But this song came second in Sakis' national final. Yes, where Jade was there performing live, actually. And I think that this would have done really well at the contest. Maybe replicated This Is the Night, which ended up representing Greece that year, but right on time. This is a beautiful ballad, and Sakis has an amazing, powerful voice. I mean, I love Shake It too from 2004, but this one is awesome. So here we are. This is Right on Time. Sakis Drouvas came second in the Greek national final of 2009. Afkalisto to all of our Greek listeners.
I fooled around, playing with your heart, and yes, I miss you now. Don't let me go that way. Stay with me, be my only lover for just a day. Castaways up on the sand, walk the distance hand in hand. Turn around, turn around again. Don't let me go that way. When I'm lost, I'm searching, but there's no one around. I look into your eyes and I'm found. So please hold me for a moment. Time will tell you when I'm lost. I'm searching, but there's no one around. I look into your eyes.
Sakis Ruvas with Right On Time here on Forest FM's Eurovision Showcase. Okay, now the next song is from Jade Ewan. Now Jade represented the United Kingdom in 2009 with It's My Time, a song which was written by Diane Warren and Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber, of course. Yes. So what I want to do now is highlight the follow-up to Jane's appearance at the Eurovision Song Contest with her single called My Man. It didn't do the greatest in the charts, but the charts that currently at the moment have got Wham! Last Christmas at number one after how many years was that released by Wham! And the late great George Michael. So here is My Man from Jade Ewan. Jade Ewan here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Right, it is now time to go live to the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and we're going to Athens, Greece, and the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest, and we're going to hear the winners from Finland. Here is the Heavy Rockers, yes, Lordi with Hard Rock Hallelujah.
Hard Rock Hallelujah, Hard Rock Hallelujah.
this night. Look at the lamps with no guiding light. Lost candle, let's thunder, the rock's about to roll. It's the apocalypse, now made a soul. All we need is lightning with power and might, striking down the prophets and fools. And as the moon is rising, gave us this sign. Now let us rise up in the world. Rock and roll angels with the heart, rock hallelujah. Humans and angels only one have a right. Rock and roll angels with the heart, rock hallelujah. God's creation supernatural high.
Hey!
The true believers, thou shalt be saved. Brothers and sisters, keep strong in the faith. On the day of reckoning, it's who dares wins. And you will see the Joker soon will be the new kings. All we need is lightning with power and might, striking down the prophets of fools. And as the moon is rising, give us the sign. Now let us rise up in glory. Rock and roll angels, swing that heart, rock hallelujah. Demons and angels, only one have a right. Rock and roll angels, swing that heart, rock hallelujah. God's creation, supernatural high.
High!
Wings on my back, I got thorns on my head. My fangs are sharp and my eyes are red. Not quite an angel or the one that fell. Not just in turn, I saw go straight to hell. Hard rock, hallelujah. Hard rock,
hallelujah.
Hard rock, hallelujah. Hard rock, yeah. Rock and roll. Swing that heart, rock hallelujah. Demons and angels, only one have a right. Rock and roll angels, swing that heart, rock hallelujah. God's creation, supernatural high. Hard rock,
hallelujah.
Yes, Finland's first and currently only win to date at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2006. Lordi with Hard Rock Hallelujah live from Athens, Greece back in 2006. Well, that's it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I would like to thank you for listening in, and I hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision music. Take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir. Rafidi saying vislat dobitenya. Gog nacht, adios, and I'll see you very, very soon. Toodaloo! www.escshowcase.com